listening to Season 6 of the Devoted Dreamers podcast, where we talk about our God-shaped dreams. I'm your host, Merit Onsa, and in this new season, I want more than ever to point you to God's truth to help you move from uncertainty to action in your God-shaped dream. We will begin each episode with stories of women just like you who have learned to listen to that still small voice of God, who have found the courage to take their next step and have trusted him along the way. But you need to know that this show isn't about hustle or doing more, working harder, or being better. Nobody needs more of that. This show is about experiencing God's grace and learning his love for us in the midst of the labors, dreams, and ambitions he's given us, and all the challenges that come hand in hand with those. So whether you're starting out, or maybe even feeling like the years of dreaming are beginning to run out, whatever your dream and the doubts you're battling along the way, you need to know God sees you. And there's a beautiful passage in Ephesians 1 that I keep coming back to, where our gracious Father reminds you that you were created and chosen for a purpose, in order that you might live for the praise of his glory. So whatever might be standing in the way of your dream, whether that's something deep inside of you or something external, God has a plan for you, his daughter, and he is with you in it. And I pray that you will know those truths a little deeper today as a result of this conversation. You can always connect with me and the other listeners in my Facebook group or via my Instagram at MeritJO or as a patron of the show. Everything you need to know, including the show notes, can be found on my website at meritonsa.com. And now, here's today's episode. Hey, Devoted Dreamers. Thanks so much for coming back to the show. I'm so glad that you are here today. We specifically just prayed for you who are listening. This episode, I'm so excited to share with you. I am going to be talking with Tanya Dalton, who is a productivity expert and the founder of Inkwell Press Productivity. She has been working around productivity tools and training for quite some time, and she's just released her first book, The Joy of Missing Out. And this episode is for you if you are stressed out, harried, hurried, can't figure out what day it is, what you need to do next, and are saying yes to too many things. Tanya is here to help us kind of pull things together and find that joy of missing out, of saying no to the things that we really shouldn't be saying yes to. And I'm really eager for you guys to hear from her. So let's just jump into it. Tanya, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you making time today. And will you just start by talking about what I call your God-shaped dream? What have you been put on this earth to do with your life?
I truly believe that God has created a path for me where I am set to help women understand that being productive is not about doing more. It is about doing what is most important. And many times what is most important and what we don't allow that room and space for is allowing that white space for ourselves and for the messages that he has for us. And so I pray daily to stay true to that path that he has designed for me, in that this message is so sorely needed in today's world, where we feel like busy is a badge of honor, where that if we're not busy, we are somehow failing. And because we are running around doing 1,000 different things, we're not really making space in our day for what is most important. So I truly believe that is part of my journey and the path that God has designed for me.
I love it. And I'm looking at your book right here. It's beautiful, by the way. But your little tagline on the front, live more by doing less. And it has this picture of this woman with like six arms doing all the things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need six arms on most days to get it all done.
I think that's true for most women. I find that when I talk to women about their day, no matter where they are in their life, no matter, you know, whether they're single or married or with kids or an empty nester, I say, you know, how is work or how is business or how is your home life? And they answer consistently with that same word, overwhelmed. Mm. Overwhelmed by the tasks they need to do, overwhelmed by everything they have going on, overwhelmed by their own to-do list. And that reason that we feel overwhelmed is that we do feel like we have to do it all, that we have to be good at everything, and we have to be going in 75,000 different directions. And really, I like to tell women that overwhelm isn't having too much to do. It's not knowing where to start. When you know where to start and you feel centered in who you are and in the path that God has designed for you, you really can flourish and grow, and you can feel better at the end of your days. And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Mm. Yeah, just hearing you say that is such a reminder to me. Like, for a while I was trying this practice of like, okay, when I leave my desk, I write myself a note of what I need to do next when I come back to my desk.
Yes.
And if I don't do that, then I sit down and I'm like, I don't know, let's just pick the next thing that pops up. And that is where overwhelm comes up, because
it's so true. We need that momentum. And that's what I like to say with productivity. A lot of it is that momentum. It's like riding a bike and wanting to ride up a hill and starting from a dead stop at the bottom versus pedaling that bike a little bit, getting a little momentum going, and then going up that hill so much easier and making it more enjoyable. I think that's one of the things that's truly missing in so many women's days is enjoyment, satisfaction, and happiness. We run around busy checking 1,000 things off our to-do list, but we slip into bed at night and we ask ourselves, why didn't I get more done? Why am I not good enough? Why did I not do enough? Why am I not enough? And you are enough. It's really about figuring out what is most important, focusing your day on that and moving forward. And that is where you start. And that's how you feel satisfaction and happiness at the end of your day. It really is a feeling that too many women are not having at the end of their day. And it's really part of my mission to help women achieve that happiness, that we really can live more by doing less, by making choices about how and where we spend our time and where we give our focus.
So tell me then, how did this journey begin for you? Like, was there some sort of like something that happened in your life that you were like, I have to change how I'm living?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, oftentimes we think we know the path that we're going to go on, and we have these ideas and God has other plans for us, right? Uh-huh. And so that really happened to me several times in my journey. The first thing that really happened to me was I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband was traveling. He was doing work for Fortune 500 companies, and he would leave and he would travel the world, and he would literally be gone for like 4 weeks at a time. And I had two small kids at the time. Mm. And I thought to myself, I'm going to start a little side business. I'm going to start a business with $50, and I'm just going to give myself something else that I'm doing other than just mothering. Because I felt like otherwise I might go a little bit crazy just being at home with kids for 4 weeks at a time. And so I started this business, and it was, you know, selling to friends, maybe friends of friends. And I had a conversation with my husband that really was, it was a very big fork in the road. It was a God moment for me, where he was on the other side of the planet, and I was telling him all the things the kids were doing and all their adventures and milestones, and he got really quiet. And he said, I'm missing everything. I'm missing all the moments. I'm missing the milestones. And I said, no, you're not. It's fine. The kids love you. And I really could tell that that was pulling at his heart. So I remember hanging up the phone and standing in my kitchen. I could remember it, and I can picture it just as if it was yesterday. And I stood in that kitchen and I said to myself, okay, I'm going to grow my business so my husband can quit working in corporate America and come and work alongside of me. So he can be home with the kids when he wants to be here, and we can create a life for our family where we really are both able to be hands-on with our children. And now here I am with no business experience. I didn't even take a single business course in college. And yet I set this audacious goal for myself. And within a year, I was able to make that goal happen. I was able to absorb his income, and he was able to come work alongside of me. So that was the first time that my path really shifted in ways that I did not expect. And then we were working together, and I loved working with my husband. We still actually work across the desk from each other. I like to say that we're together 26 hours a day. We're always together, but it worked for us. And we moved to Asheville, North Carolina, which is where we wanted to live. So we're living this lifestyle that was really wonderful for our marriage and our family. But I looked at my husband in the fall of 2013, and I said, I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled by what I'm doing. I don't feel like I'm making the impact I want. I used to be a teacher. And those of us who are teachers know that the reason we go into teaching is to make a difference. And so the business I had, you know, created was not something I was truly passionate about. It was something that I did to have him come work alongside of me. So I said, I love working with you. I love the life that we have, but I don't love what I'm creating. And he said, you know, well, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. I have no idea. What if there's nothing out there that I'm truly passionate about? And that was a really scary time for me. So I literally sat down and I prayed. I remember sitting on the edge of my bed with my shoulders slumped over and my hands palm up, you know, on my knees, praying to God to show me the path that he had designed for me, to just quiet my soul and listen to the words he wanted to whisper to me and to really pay attention to the messages he was sending. And I really created that space for myself. I dove in deep by creating some exercises for myself. And through that process of really quieting myself and listening to him, I really came to understand that there were three things I was truly passionate about. I was passionate about teaching. Once a teacher, always a teacher. I loved teaching. I loved empowering women. I was teaching a lot of women about how to grow their small businesses so they could live a life similar to what I was doing. And I was passionate about productivity because that's what allowed me to live that life. So out of those three passions, Inkwell Press was born, which is a company focused on women, teaching them about productivity and providing tools and planners and different parts of the process for them so that they truly could live a life that was meaningful, where they focus on what matters most, because that's what I was doing. And so I really do believe that that for me was the biggest crossroad in my life, because that was the moment when it all came together, when I truly listened and designed my own North Star. That is when I really began to step onto the path that he had for me. And that is when I truly began to feel that my life was falling into sync with where I was meant to be.
Mm. And I'm assuming it wasn't all perfect from the start. So,
well, nothing is perfect. Let's be honest there. Right. So first of all, there is no perfection, but definitely not. I think I say in the book that just because it's your path doesn't mean it's free of stones and brambles. You still got to fight through it. There's lots of things where you'll go into this path where it feels like it's right, but it's still difficult at times. There's still challenges. There's still things to overcome. It doesn't mean it's necessarily easy just because it's your path. But when you know it's your path, it's worth fighting for.
Right. That's great. So what was one of the barriers that you had to overcome at the beginning? What did that look like for you?
Well, so here I am deciding that I'm going to create these productivity tools for women. And I knew in my head how I wanted them to work. And I had ideas of how I wanted them to look. But I had no idea how to take those ideas from my head and put them onto paper. How do I design something when you have no design experience? So that was my first really big challenge, was understanding how to do that. So really, at any time I feel like you come across a stumbling block or an obstacle in your way, you have a choice. You can choose to look at that and say, "Oof, this is a really big obstacle in my way. I'm just going to turn back around and maybe see if there's another path for me." Or you can say, "I'm going to hop over it. I'm going to work my way around it, or I might even have to dig underneath it." And that's what I did. I thought, how am I going to figure out how to do these design programs? So I looked online and I found courses that I could take on lynda.com, which is a great resource for learning how to do just about anything. And I dedicated 30 minutes every single day to learning lessons on this program and diving into trying to use the program. So really figuring out how to solve the problem. I like to tell my children, the best part about problems is they're all solvable. They may not be the first solution you come up with, and it may not be the ideal solution, but they all can be solved, especially if you give yourself the time and the space to really step back, take a deep breath, and take a look at it. And so that's what I did, and that's what I really try to encourage women to do, because no matter what we're trying to tackle, anything that we are doing to redirect our life or to really stay on the path that he's designed for us, it's going to take work. It's going to take effort. And it's up to us to choose to put one step in front of the other.
Mm-hmm. And it absolutely teaches perseverance, because I know for a fact, like, I want to take that first path. Like, never mind, it's too hard. I'm just going to find the easy route. But that's not where we learn. It's not where we grow. And so
Yeah, we often think of failure as failure, and really failing is part of succeeding, because if you are failing, it means you are trying. And if you are trying, it means you're taking risks and you're stretching outside of your comfort zone. So failure is not something to be ashamed of. Failure is something to celebrate.
And I wanted to mention, as you were talking about lynda.com, I just found out, I don't know if this is everywhere or if it's just here in Colorado, but our local library offers lynda.com subscriptions for free. So I know. So, I mean, even if you're like, oh, well, you know, nice for Tanya, she could go do that, but I can't afford training. Well, check your local library and see.
Right. Again, opportunity. If it's an obstacle, work your way around it. There's almost always a solution around it. Ask people. It's okay. It's not knowing the answers is not anything to be ashamed of or worried about. Nobody knows all the answers. Nobody has, even the people that you look at online who seem to have it all together, they have moments where they look at themselves and go, what am I doing? Or how do I do this?
Yeah.
And we all feel lost from time to time. So taking the time to really clarify what is important to you, because that really is where that perseverance comes from, is the clarification of your priorities and your purpose. And that's really why I start the book with that first step of discovery. And that second step is clarity, because we really want to clarify, how do we spend our time on what is most important? Because then when we're doing that, that's where that drive and perseverance comes from. When we get to an obstacle or a stumbling block, that's what gives us the drive to want to work around it.
Hey, dreamers. I always want you to walk away from these interviews with a little nugget you can take with you as you pursue your dream. But man, I know it's hard to stay encouraged and to remember that God is with you and to keep stepping forward when you haven't seen results. Even when you've been in the Word that morning, by lunchtime, we forget who we are and whose we are. So here's a little trick. Find yourself a reminder. Today's episode is brought to you by Laurel Denise, maker of handmade jewelry designed to encourage and inspire. October 31st is your last chance to support the Devoted Dreamers podcast through a purchase at laureldenise.com. Her sweet inspirational bracelets have drawn me in, and you can choose from a palette of colors for the leather band that's engraved with Laurel's handwriting. You might choose the words be brave, do small things with great love, courage, and there's so many other choices. I love the burgundy dark brown, the rose gold, and even the turquoise bands. Just use the code DEVOTEDDREAMERS at checkout, and your purchase will support the Devoted Dreamers podcast. Now back to the show.
What do you feel like has been the most valuable lesson that you've learned along the way?
Honestly, that we have choices. And I talk about this in the book too, this idea of choice. We fool ourselves sometimes into thinking that there are no choices, but there are always choices available. They may not be your first choice. They may not be the ideal choice, but there are choices available. It's up to us to go and look for them. And I think that when we open up our eyes and we see that there are opportunities out there, that is when the possibilities become endless of what we can do and what we're capable of and the impact we are really able to make in the lives of our family and the lives of our friends and the lives of strangers. That's really when we step into that greatness.
Was it hard for you to kind of make that big choice where you were, you know, we talked about praying and asking God to show
you? Yes. I mean, yes, 1,000 times, yes. Incredibly difficult. I mean, so if you think about it, my husband and I are working together where we created that first business together. That business paid our mortgage. It paid our bills. Mm-hmm. It fed my kids the 3 meals a day that they do require. They do like to eat food every single day. And so it fed and clothed my children. So to look at a business that is a success and is doing all those things for us, it is incredibly difficult to say, you know what? That's not fulfilling for me. I'm going to turn my back on that. Mm-hmm. And so making that choice was not a simple, easy choice. It was not something that I looked at and went, okay, we flipped the switch and, you know, one day I was doing one thing and the next day I was doing something else. It was intensive praying. It was a lot of, honestly, faith. Truly believing that when God whispers to us and he tells us where we need to be, that we follow and that we have obedience when he calls us to where he wants us. And I had that faith in him because that is exactly what I prayed for, is for him, not to solve my problems. I didn't ask him to solve my problems. I didn't say, I want you to come in and swoop down and just make this all better. I asked him to show me the path. How do I do this? And so taking the time to really understand that that's what he created for me allowed me to have that faith in him, in myself, in my family, that we could do this together. And so that was a big part of it for me too, was really bringing my family into it, because they needed to understand why we were making this decision, why we were going to be tightening our belts and scraping all of our pennies together, why there was going to be no after-school activities or dinners out, because we needed to really focus in and save our money to start this new business. And here is why. But when you have that faith that what you are doing is what is meant for you, it makes it so much easier to skip the sushi dinners, or to not sign up for, you know, the classes like the soccer camps and the things like that. And that was part of it, was I felt like this moment in time for me was so empowering in my relationship with God and with Christ, but it also really empowered my family. It brought us together because we all work together as a team to make this happen. And that still continues to this day with my children. They are still active parts of what I do in my business that I bring them into, because I like to think of what I do as a family business, and that our mission together as a family is to impact others.
Mm, I love it. How old were your kids when you kind of began having that conversation with them?
Well, let's see. In 2013, I had to do some math here. Which is not my strong suit, I'm going to be honest. But Jack was about, probably about 10 years old, and so Kate was about 7.
Okay.
So my first business, I started when I threw the business to take my husband on, they were really little, playing at my feet. At this point, where I made this transition, they were in, you know, starting middle school, elementary school, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So, they really could understand, and we could bring them into some of those bigger conversations because of their age. But I have, since the very beginning, since my kids were teeny tiny, I have always included them in the decisions that we make as a family, making them feel like they are part of the team and including them in parts of my business.
I love that. That's great. Instead of like, oh, you're somebody that I have to deal with when I'm not doing my business. Yeah.
I'm not doing my business. Well, and I think that, to be honest with you, that allows my children to lift me up when I need lifting. I think often as moms, we think we have to lift everybody else up. And think about how we feel when we have the opportunity to lift up a friend or a family member. It makes us feel good. It makes us feel closer together. And allowing your children to lift you when you need it really allows them to feel like they're an important part of the family, that they're a key ingredient to all of this. And so I've always been a big proponent of that, knowing that they're important to me, and they're important to my mission and everything that I do. So incorporating them really does make it easier, because when I go through hard times with my business, when things are a little bit crazier or more hectic, they're there to help lift me up, and I'm there for them when they need lifting. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, that's really sweet. My kids are super little, so it's hard for me to imagine that window, but
it gets here much faster than you anticipate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
So really? Yeah. Even when your kids are little though, you know, for example, when my kids were teeny tiny and I started my first business, I would say things to them like, oh gosh, you know what? I really need all these papers stamped. I have this stamp and I need to stamp all of these, or I need a sticker on all of these. I didn't need a stamp on them. I didn't need a sticker on any of those things, but I would say, oh gosh, I could really use some help. So my kids would say, oh, you know, they're always really happy and very eager to help. Let me help. So they come over there next to me while I'm working, and they would stamp the pages. It didn't matter because I didn't really need them stamped, but they felt like they were a part of it. And I would say, wow, that really helped me out. You are really so helpful in allowing me to grow this business.
That's really sweet.
There's lots of ways that we can bring our kids in. It doesn't even need to be the things that are big or important. It's really just making them feel a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and just as you talked about earlier, like focusing on what's important in your life, and those relationships are far more important than
anything else. Absolutely. Yes. And I think that's the thing, is what we don't realize is when we're making choices, we sometimes don't even realize we're making choices. When we're choosing to scroll on our phone instead of spending time with our children, or we're choosing to go say yes to somebody else's project that we don't really love, we're saying no to family time. Every time we say yes We're saying no to something else. We're choosing every single time. So when it comes to running a business, people feel like, oh, I can't do that because I need to have time for my kids. You can say yes to both. It's not an either or situation. It's an and. You can be a good mom and a business owner. You can be a loving, caring daughter for your aging parents while still being an artist. We can have some and in our life. It's really about bringing other people in to the conversation and bringing them into who you really are. And that's really what makes a big difference.
Yeah. And it definitely requires like some focused energy to know who you really are, who God made you to be, what he's impassioned you for. So if we're way too crazy, how do you even find that?
Well, I think that's the problem is we get so used to that noise and that busyness that it just becomes this constant in our background that we don't even notice it. But that hum of busyness is so loud, we aren't able to hear the quiet whispers. We're not able to really listen when we're being called to something. So when we fill our day with busy, we're not making room for what matters most.
Yeah. So I always like to ask, like, is there a verse of scripture that's kind of informing where you're going right now or has been supportive to you in this process?
Yeah, so I love Proverbs 16:3, which is commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, as someone who teaches women how to plan, how to structure your day, how to really maximize your day so you feel truly productive, not by doing more, but by doing what matters most. We have to realize too, that even our most laid out plans have him involved in it. And we have to allow for him because sometimes he has a very different path for us than we believe we do. So it really is, you can make your plans, but you need to commit to him because he is truly who's establishing those plans for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we've kind of touched on your book and some of the themes within it. Is there anything else you want to say about, like, specifically who desperately needs this book that has just come out?
Yeah, so honestly, one of the things I think is most exciting about this book is this is one of the first productivity books written for women by a woman. Mm-hmm. All the productivity books out there are really written for men, and they're focused on business a lot of times. And there's books about how to clean your house and how to do chores and those kinds of things that are directed to us as women. But there's not really ever been a book that's written for us as women that I truly understand that pull to do all the things where we deal with the mom guilt. We're dealing with trying to do everything to everyone and being the superwoman. So really being able to lean into that idea of two, that you're not just a mom or you're not just a wife or a business person, but you're all of these things. It's the holistic way of looking. And I like to say holistic with a W, and it's your whole self. It's about being productive at home and being productive at work or creating your business and all of those parts of you, not just what you're doing to punch a clock from 9 to 5, but truly looking at who you are at your core and creating a strong foundation for yourself. So in writing this book, it's my love letter to women out there because we are working incredibly hard and we are toiling away, filling our days with being busy, not really knowing necessarily why we feel that need to be busy, but we're pulled to it. So this is my way of helping women to understand that it's okay to let go of those heavy chains of busy, to be okay with embracing the white space in our life, to really understand that we can simplify our systems and our routines so that it makes it possible for us to do what matters most without overthinking it. And so that is what I'm truly excited about. Getting this book into the hands of women everywhere. To me, it's the joy of missing out is it's not just a book. It's the beginning of a movement of helping us to really see that it's all about being intentional and choosing how we want to live. And we can live more by doing less. Mm-hmm. It truly is possible to make your ideal day your everyday. And I walk you through the steps of how to make that happen. So that's what I am truly, truly excited about with this book is really seeing those light bulb moments. That's why I do what I do is seeing those moments in women's eyes where they light up and they go, okay, I can do that. Because at its heart, the system that I teach you is a series of small, huge movements. It's small in that they're simple to implement, easy to manage, and yet monumental in the impact it can make in your life. And it really can allow you to spend your days doing what matters most.
That's really helpful. And just as you're talking, I kind of had this light bulb for myself in that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I think this busy, you know, kind of chaos that we've been talking about, I think it's kind of an addiction. And so the only way that we can get past that is by replacing it with something else that is going to serve us better than the addiction to being busy. So
absolutely.
I love that word white space that you keep talking about and being intentional. And so I said to you before we started recording just that, like, I want to skip ahead to the to-dos in your book, which is like totally my nature. But, you know, I really see the value of what you're talking about of just going through the process and identifying the priorities. And I really look forward to engaging with this material. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is designed to build one off the other. Each of the steps is designed to build. I used to be a teacher, as I said. And so really when I wrote this book, you know, I looked at it as curriculum. It's like a lesson in that you start here and I'm going to get you to that endpoint you really want. And so through a series of steps, we build upon that together. And I'm alongside of you throughout the entire process. There's even an email companion series that goes with the book to help you dive deeper into resources like podcasts and videos if you want to learn more. And there's downloads and exercises. So it's all designed so it builds one after the next.
Yeah, I hadn't even mentioned the fact that you have your own podcast. There's that too we need to touch on. The Productivity Paradox. And you said you just recorded, you're somewhere in the 136 episodes, so you've been doing this for a while. So
I have. I love it. I don't know how you feel about the podcasting, but it's one of those things that has been truly such a joy for me that I didn't realize would make me so happy. But getting to talk to women, 20 minutes is how long my podcast episodes are. I like to say that if I'm going to talk to you about productivity, I'm going to be very productive with your time. 20 minutes each week to really dive into being intentional, understanding how to create these systems for yourself, creating a life for you that really has meaning.
That's incredible. And so you've also offered a copy of your book to one of my listeners. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
We are going to do that on an Instagram giveaway. So if anybody wants to read this book alongside me, let's do it together. Since this episode is launching on a Wednesday, you have until Sunday night at midnight Eastern to go follow me and Tanya. And I'm at MeritJO. Tanya is Tanya.I.Dalton. Do I have that right?
That's right. Yes.
On Instagram. And you can find a post on my Instagram that'll point you to how to enter, and then you'll just tag two friends and get a chance to win a copy of this awesome book from Tanya and her publisher. So thanks to you guys for sharing that with us. Really,
absolutely. I think that's the thing too, is this book, I've designed it so you can go through it on your own, but it is designed to be shared. I have I've included a discussion guide that goes with the book that's free. I didn't want to do a workbook that was extra. I wanted to create a workbook for you that was absolutely free so you could really truly start implementing a lot of the systems that we talk about in the book, diving into who you are, figuring out your priorities, and do that alongside others. If you wanted to pull together a book club or a book group, it really is a very comprehensive discussion guide, because I don't think there's really anything better than when we women come together, when we work together and support one another and strive to lift one another up, we are capable of amazing things.
Now, where do we find that discussion guide?
So that's included with the book. So in the introduction, there's a little aside that says, you know, let me help. And there's a thing to sign up for the discussion guide because it comes with the book for free. And I just email it to you.
Oh, sweet. Okay. And what do we find on your website, thejoyofmissingout.com? Is there more stuff there that we...
There's definitely more ways that you can engage and you can learn more. We have podcast episodes and we have links to different videos. I do videos often. And there's lots of ways to figure out how you can join the movement. And there's conversations that happen. I have a link to my Facebook page or my Facebook group. I have a Facebook group filled with women who are focused on intentional living through productivity that that I'd love for the readers of the book to join.
Sweet. Okay. I'm going to put all of that in the show notes, and anything else you want to send me, I will put in the show notes to share.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, this has been really fun, and thank you for just kind of sharing your experience with us, and obviously for sharing a copy of the book with a listener. Can't wait to see who gets that. And then I'd love to have you just kind of close us out with some thoughts about how that, you know, that night that you prayed and just kind of asked God to show you how to step out in faith and do something that was meaningful. How has doing that changed you?
Oh, that's a big question. And I'm going to be honest, it's bringing tears to my eyes. So I'm going to try to say this without crying, but when we give ourselves over to Him and we allow that space to listen to the messages He wants to whisper to us, that is when we are truly able to live the life that He has designed for us. He has a special path He has designed for every single one of us. And for me, I know that taking the time to really listen and to step onto that path and to continue moving forward, praying daily for help, for staying on that path, for Him to continue to light my way, that has made my life better in immeasurable ways. And every single day, I wake up grateful for the life He has created for me.
If you have ever struggled with overwhelm like I do, this was the episode for you. I started reading Tanya's book after the interview, but I so love how she starts it out with asking us to take inventory of what we believe. Like, what stories are you telling yourself? Here's an example. I can be a good mom, or I can follow my dream of opening a business. Then she talks about the choices we make about how we spend our time. I think a lot of you are concerned that you just really don't have time to pursue a God-shaped dream. Well, Tanya's got some great, what would you call them, suggestions for us in how we think about our dream, how we think about our time, how we think about productivity, and the choices that we can make that might make a little bit of space in our schedule for the things we really care about. I've only just begun the book, but if you're anything like me, this seems like a super helpful resource. So thank you, Tanya. I so appreciate you coming on the show and for writing this very important book. So a few takeaways from the interview. Number one, that just because it's your path, that doesn't mean it's going to be easy. So even the people who are like, I've totally found my way, I know my dream, you're going to have challenges. And as you face those challenges, you have a choice to grow in your dependence on Him, or to flounder with all the ways you feel out of control or don't have all the answers. Trust me, if you go in looking for easy, I suspect you're not going to get very far. So that was such a great reminder. Okay, takeaway number two, that nobody has all the answers, for real. Even the person who seems to have everything going for them. And this reminder is key, especially in our social media world. It looks like everybody else has it all figured out. But the reality is, you're only seeing a teeny tiny, like less than 10% of the story, and you're seeing the finish line. You're not seeing the struggle. And so, trust me, we've all had to work to get where we are. I'm not even saying I'm all that far. I just do a weekly podcast. But trust me, nobody has all the answers. We're all out here just trying to figure stuff out. And then finally, takeaway number three, I love what Tanya said, that there's always a choice and that you can find your way through it. There might be an unknown in front of you, and that might be standing in your way, blocking you from making any progress. But you can always ask questions of someone who knows more than you. You can Google it. You can find an expert and then learn how to get through it. I think that was really helpful. So I encourage you, sit down and think about, like, what might be the thing that's blocking you, and is there something you can do about that? I love it so much when you guys leave reviews. Anna Cherie, thank you so much for your 5-star review. And hey, side note, that came all the way from the Philippines. Go listen to Anna's episode. It's number 131. Anyway, she says, practical and joyful stories and advice. Merit has done a wonderful job narrowing the focus of her conversations while finding and interviewing a wide range of women. Each time I listen, I'm surprised at how unique the stories are and how much deep, sound advice is shared that I can personally apply to my life as I pursue Christ, both in the broad perspective of desires and then more specifically in having action steps to honor Him today. Thank you for searching the scriptures and presenting them as our authority for every dream we may have. XO. Thanks, Anna. So sweet. And I so loved having you on the show. And if you'd like to leave a review, if you listen to any other podcasts, they always tell you where to do this. I hardly ever tell you, but go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes in your app. It's a pretty straightforward process once you know where you need to go to look for that. But would love to hear your thoughts about the show. Just a rating or a review, just a couple of words are so encouraging. And then remember, October 31st is your last chance to get a little daily encouragement from LaurelDenise.com while supporting the Devoted Dreamers podcast. You heard about this earlier, and hopefully you've seen these cute bracelets on social media. Her sweet inspirational bracelets offer the reminder we dreamers need to keep going every day, taking steps toward our dream. Get yours by October 31st at midnight at LaurelDenise.com with the code DevotedDreamers at checkout. And if you need it, that link is also in the episode description in your app. If you've been looking to connect with other Devoted Dreamers, we would love to meet you over in the Facebook group. It's a great place to find community with like-minded women who love Jesus and believe that He's given them a dream to pursue. We share our challenges, our hopes, our successes, and our dreams. I hope you'll join us in the Devoted Dreamers Insiders group. You'll find the show notes for this episode at meritonsa.com/podcast/133. There you can connect with Tanya and find a link to purchase her book, The Joy of Missing Out. That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining me in this conversation. And wherever you are with your God-shaped dreams, may you have the courage to take one step toward their realization today.